Amina Jaffe. And on the phone with us again is Marilyn Burns. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Nina.
I'm sure that most teachers recognize Marilyn as one of the most highly respected experts in the country on the teaching of math, and she's the author of many books about math for both teachers and kids. Her latest book is called So You Have to Teach Math, Sound Advice for K to 6 Teachers, written by Marilyn Burns and Robin Silby and published by Math Solutions. Marilyn's book is filled with 101 questions that both new teachers and veteran teachers might have about teaching math. And then Marilyn answers those questions based on more than 30 years of experience. Marilyn, in those 30 years, I'm sure you've seen attitudes about homework go through many changes. So I'd like to ask you about math homework today. What, in your opinion, are the purposes of math homework?
Well, I think the basic purpose of any homework is to support learning. And I think the controversy is, does it or doesn't it really support learning? I think it can have a place in children's education. And I think, though, we have to think carefully about what does make sense. So when I think about supporting learning, then I think about how do I do that with children. Sometimes homework is for practice. Sometimes homework is to give them some kind of problem-solving experience. I like to use homework when the children will gather some data that will come back to class and use. I like to use homework when the children will go home and teach the parents something they learned in school, perhaps a game to play, so the children go home as experts. So it also helps with communicating with parents. And I like to vary it.
Do you think that, for example, the early grades should have a certain time limit to homework and that that time limit should be expanded as the children move through the grades? Or what's your thoughts about the time element in homework?
To me, I'm looking for quality and not time. I think when you make a policy like the children must have X number of minutes of homework every night, you're putting a false kind of attitude towards learning. Learning doesn't necessarily happen that way. And I remember my own childhood. I grew up in New York and went to school in Brooklyn. And after school was playtime. After school was my time to explore what I was interested in. When I was in high school, I certainly had a lot more homework to do, and I can understand it. But I still yearn for the thought that children will have time to play and to pursue their own interests and not have everything so demanded of them all the time.
Okay. So let's say you've now got the kids doing homework and they bring it back the next day. What options does a teacher have for dealing with it?
I've gone full circle around. From my early teaching, you just collect it. And then if they didn't have it, you got some mark in the gradebook. But actually, I'm looking for the connection to their learning. So I want to use their homework. If it was important enough to send home for them to do, then I think it's important enough to make use of. Even if it's an assignment where children were practicing on exercises, what I often do is they get into small groups of four kids and they compare the results on their homework. And the goal is for the four papers to come in all the same so that they don't have different answers on different papers and that they've had a chance to talk about it. In this way, a child who didn't do the homework can still stay involved because they have to talk to the group and they find out what it was they missed. And that, I think, is a very effective way.
Mm-hmm.
And it works with little children, too. I remember a friend of mine gave her children the assignment. They took a piece of paper and they did pencil rubbings of a penny, a nickel, a dime, and a quarter, and they had it divided into four parts, and they had to go home and find something that cost each amount. And they came back and they were able to say, what did you find, and what did you find? It was such a sweet assignment.
Right. Sometimes homework can involve a lot of paperwork in the classroom. Do you have any tips for really effective ways to organize homework that comes in?
See, I like to have the children discuss the homework in groups, then I can go around very quickly and easily find out who didn't do it. And then I have to make a decision. Is this a one-time occurrence? Is this a chronic problem? Was there a reason? Was the child not understand?
Right.
So basically, I want to know, did they do it or not do it? And then as far as whether they did it correctly or not, that's not as important as what they are learning and what they can learn if they come back.
Mm-hmm.
What if a child does an assignment, does it all wrong, and you never have a chance to discuss it? Then all that wrong practice and wrong learning stays reinforced.
Right. What about children who come in really several days in a row or more and you see a pattern of the work not getting done at home? What do you do about that?
I call home. I say, I have a problem. I never say the child has a problem. I say, I have a problem. I say, I have a problem because I'm giving a couple of assignments which I thought would be useful and I'm having trouble getting the work back from your child. How can you help me? What can I do, you think, to motivate him or her?
Mm-hmm. I just want to look back at that question of organization again in terms of the work that comes in.
Right.
Some teachers have homework journals. Do you think it's important to keep these documents collected in school? Or?
Well, I tend to keep a file on each child so
right.
that whatever papers the children do, I dump into the file folder. And I get a cumulative chronological record. If I have a parent conference, it's something I review beforehand. If I have to just write a report card grade or some kind of narrative, I review it as well. So I like to keep all this stuff because what do the kids do with it? They take it home and it's gone or they crumple it up. Once in a while, I want to share work with parents and not hold on to it, but that's why Xerox machines were invented, so we can make copies of things. So right. I do hold on to it.
So it sounds like homework, in your opinion, can be used as a way of having documents related to assessment and how children
sure.
are learning all around. Well, since you mentioned parents, let me ask you, what about the role of parents in the homework question? And what should a teacher tell parents about helping their children with math homework?
I like to think that the homework assignments that I give are within the capability of the child. If it's not, I'd like the parent to let me know this was tough and I had to give a lot of help. If I don't know that, all I get is a paper that looks good and who knows what the child learned from it. So basically, I want to inform the parents what I expect from them in homework. But teachers will differ, but my expectation is I'm sending things home I think the child can do. If the child will need your help, the child will be specific about it. If you find it too difficult, please let me know. That means I know I have to be doing more work.
Mm-hmm. Some parents, I know, learned math a certain way when they were young.
Yes.
Learned certain rules and certain ways and techniques, and they see their children not learning those same ways. Sometimes that creates a problem for parents. Can you talk a little bit about that?
And it not only creates a problem for parents, some teachers get nervous because the child comes in, my mother showed me this. And
right.
then you're thinking, oh, I didn't want the child. But that's another thing that happened to me last week with boys and came and said, look how my mother showed me how to multiply.
Right.
And honestly, she had showed him something that he had only learned in part because it was not working and he was a little confused. But isn't that wonderful that you and your mother are thinking about multiplication together at home? So maybe you can go back or I can write her a note. But so I want to always acknowledge the relationship and then say, this is good, this is another strategy, and that's fine. I don't want to say, well, we don't do it that way here.
Mm-hmm.
Every way is possible. And if a parent's going to spend time with a child, fine. Even if I don't really feel good about the way the parents are drilling a child or pressuring a child, that's the relationship the child has
right.
at home, and
that's,
I'm not going to interfere with that.
Right. So you basically feel that it wouldn't be the right way to go to legislate how parents are working with their kids in math or other homework areas.
Yeah, I got an email yesterday from a woman who said my fourth grade child is traumatized by time tests, and I would like to help her at home learning her multiplication and division tables. Can you suggest some resources?
Mm-hmm.
Parents want to know how to help. And I wrote this long message to her to give her some suggestions that she might do. For parents, they really care, but they are not trained professionals, and they can only dimly remember when she learned her times table. So it's important that we find ways to open this up with parents.
Right. In one of our earlier interviews, we talked about the standards and the level of standardized testing that's been going on in the schools. It's been increasing. This sometimes puts a pressure on parents as well, or they can feel that. Do you think that the teacher has a role in communicating with parents about what these expectations are? And how
yes,
can that
and
work?
Also enlisting the parents' help. When I think about this example of the times tables, children need to know their times tables by the end of fourth grade, for sure. And I think that parents can help there if it's done in a way. I'd rather be proactive and suggest some ways that the parents can help their children rather than ignore them and not realize the importance of the relationship and also the help that they can be giving their children.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the case where we're sending children home with homework that enlists the parents to help, there also are situations where perhaps parents did not go all the way through school to a certain level, may not have those skills, and feel a little bit perhaps intimidated themselves. What can the teacher do about building bridges there?
Well, that's why I'm a little bit cautious about assignments that have to involve parents.
Right.
Unless you're teaching a game. If I could teach a third grader a game that the parents can learn the game, I mean, there's nothing there that's going to be beyond their capability. But parents who are working parents who come home, they're exhausted, and then you're going to start to remember those times we were building dioramas and
right.
mother had to find a shoebox? I mean,
yeah.
it was a family crisis. I don't want to support anything that makes learning seem to be a hardship at home. I want it to be playful, and I want the children to really get support in the right kind of ways.
Okay, well, Marilyn, thank you very much. This was great advice once again. And remember, you can learn more about Marilyn's ideas and the whole range of math-related products and services offered by her company by logging onto her website. The company is called Math Solutions, and the website address is www.mathsolutions.com. That's www.mathsolutions.com. Bye, Marilyn.
Bye-bye, Nina.
I'll look forward to talking with you again next time.
Oh, good.